Welcome to Torati Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sipora Weinberg, and today we'll be studying the Navi Yeshayahu, Perek 59. We notice the stark shifts in previous perakim between consolation and rebuke. This perek starts with rebuke, and the criticism is indeed quite harsh, but it ultimately leads to a havtacha, a promise of the redemption to come. Hein lo katzra yad Hashem mehoshia velo chavda azno mishmoa. No, Hashem's arm is not too short to achieve redemption, and his ear is not too dull to hear. The previous perek, pasuk 3, we asked, lamatzamnu velo ra'isa, iminu nafshenu velo seda. How come when we fasted nobody saw, we tortured our souls and nobody knew about it? So this is the response. Of course Hashem saw, of course Hashem hears. Hashem can save and has no problems doing so. There's no reason he won't and can't redeem you. But the fault lies with you. Ki im avonoseichem hayu mavdilim beinechem levein Eloheichem, v'chatoseichem histiru fanim mikem mishmoa. Your own averos, your sins have been that barrier between you and Hashem. Your averos made him turn his face away and refuse to hear you. Kaviyachal Hashem is saying, it's not my fault. I could listen. I could help you. But your sins are what are causing you to have this separation between ourselves and Hashem. And they are what made him turn his face away from you. That's the literal interpretation of these words. If we go a step further and we go with the Hasidic Perushim on this pasuk, we can understand that the averos create a separation because since we sin, we are in one place and Hashem, Kaviyachal, is in a different place altogether. So not only are we separated, but it is as if we can't even access our feelings, our connection to Him. We lose the ability to feel love for Hashem. We lose the ability to feel fear for Hashem. Rabbi Shlomo Ibn Gabirol in his masterful poem Kesar Malchus encapsulates this feeling perfectly. Ata or Elyon, you are the light of the heavens. Ve'enei kol nefesh zaka yirucha, and the eyes of every pure soul can see you. Ve'ananei avonim me'eneha ya'alimucha, but the clouds of sin will hide you from the eyes of the soul. In other words, it will be the fact that your sins will cause, as a result of the sin, that inability to access the closeness to Hashem. This perek explains so clearly that when one does the mitzvos the way she should, one can see the presence of the divine everywhere. But chet, sin, blocks that access. Ki chapechem nigoalu vadam ve'etzbeosechem be'oven sifsosechem dibru sheker lishonchem avla sehege. Your hands are full, defiled with crime. Your fingers with sin. Your lips speak treachery. Your tongue utters deceit. Ein korei v'tzedek, ve'ein nishpat be'emunah, batoach al tohu v'daber shav, haro amal v'holeid aven. These two psukim begin a litany of harsh complaints against Klal Yisrael, from thinking badly, to speaking with deceit, to murder. And a person thinks that if they only think bad thoughts, what could be so bad? But here the transition of psukim from 4 to 5 prove what can happen when somebody is haro amal, thinks about doing evil. Beholed aven, he begets evil. And how so? It is illustrated in pasuk 5. Beitzei tzifoni bikeyu vikurei akavishya erogu. The hatching of the eggs of snakes is what happens. These bad thoughts lead to snakes being born that are dangerous and malicious. And they also weave the webs of spiders. This is what happens when a person thinks sinfully. Everything that he produces is ephemeral. Yeah, and not only that, if somebody actually eats these eggs, which are the result of sinful thoughts, they die. These eggs are lethal. And if somebody doesn't eat them, but if somebody just steps on one, if it gets crushed, a viper comes out. So these are malicious items that are the product of bad thoughts. ולא יזכסו במעשיהם, מעשי המעשי אבן ופועל חמאס בחפיהם. And what about the actual quality of this spider web that he's weaving? Nothing good can come of it. You can't make clothing out of a spider's web. And the deeds that these people do are bad deeds. Their hands are already committed to doing lawless acts. So what we're learning is that sin punishes the sinner in his life also, because what he sees from sinful thoughts are things that are detrimental to him, and he can only eat and ingest a life of sin. The Kotzker Rebbe said, all the mitzvot asay, all the positive commandments, are in fact saying to a person, be smart, live a wise life. And all the mitzvot lo asay, the mitzvot that you tell us what we're prohibited to do, are all saying to a person, don't be foolish, don't be stupid, live a life of meaning. Follow these laws and you will have positivity in your life. Your life will be happy and wholesome. And if you don't, you will see the result of sinful behavior. You won't even enjoy it in your own life. Raglayam lara yarutzu v'imaharu lishpoch dam naki machshavosehem machshavos aven shod v'shever b'mesilosam. People who do evil, their feet run after evil. They run quickly to shed the blood of innocent, and their plans are plans of misdeeds and mischief. What do they have on their path? Destructiveness and injury. Derech shalom lo yada'u ve'ein mishpat b'ma'aglosam. Nisivoseihem ikshulahem kol derech ba lo yada shalom. They don't care about integrity and peace. There is no justice on their paths. They go in crooked roads, and no one who walks for them cares about peace. In these descriptions of the sins of Bnei Yisrael that are obviously so large and loom so greatly before Hashem, how can we understand the previous psukim in Yeshaya in Perek 44, where he just told the Jews, Machisi ka'av pesha'echa uke'anan chatosecha, I just wiped away your sin like a cloud, it's gone. And now here we are listing sin upon sin again. So we might suggest that the chata'im bein adam lamakom, those sins that were addressed between Hashem to Klal Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael sinned against Hashem, those are possible to forgive and those Hashem forgave for. But if we look at these psukim, they all deal, and the previous parak, with the sins towards fellow man. And we know that sins that are bein adam l'chaveiro, we aren't forgiven for those without asking forgiveness. We know that these sins were the cause of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, sinas chinam, feudal hatred. And since Yom HaKippurim doesn't wipe away bein adam l'chaveiro, perhaps here the Geula is also being held back until bein adam l'chaveiro is addressed. And then in Pasuk 9, the Jews respond, Al kein rachak mishpat mimenu v'lo sasigenu tzedakah nekavela ar v'hine choshech lingohos ba'afelos nehalech. So this is why our justice is so far from us and we can't reach a righteous outcome. We hope for light, but there is darkness. We're looking for a gleam, a spark, but we must walk in gloom. Negashesha ha'ivrim kir ucha'enenayim negashesha kashalnu v'tzaharayim kaneshef ba'ashmanim kamisim. We sinners grope along like blind men who are holding a wall, and like those without eyes, we struggle, we can't see, we use our hands. We stumble at noon as if in darkness, and among the strong ones, we are like the dead. Nehemeh chadubim kulanu, v'chayonim hago nehege, nekavela mishpat v'ayin l'yeshua rachakami menu. We all growl like bears, we moan like doves, we hope for justice, but there is none, we hope for victory, but it is far away. Ki rabu pisha'enu negdecha v'chatosenu ansabano, ki fisha'enu itanu v'avonosenu yidanum. Because of many sins are before you, and our guilt is actually testifying against us, we are aware of our chataim, we know well our iniquities. Pasha v'chachesh v'hashem v'nasog me'achar elokeinu, daber oshek v'sara horo v'hogo milev divrei sheker. And here Klal Yisrael listing their sins, rebellion, faithlessness, and turning away from Hashem. We planned fraud, we planned deceit, we conceived of lies, and we uttered them with our throat. V'hu sagachar mishpat utzdaka merachok ta'amod, ki chashla barchov emes, unechocha lo suchal lavo. And what happens is that our true mishpat, our honest outcomes are turned back, and our vindication stays very far away because our honesty is stumbling in the public square, and our uprightness doesn't have a place to come in. How so? Vatihi ha'emes ne'ederes, v'sar meira mishtolel, v'yar Hashem v'yera be'enav, ki ein mishpat. Honesty is so scarce as if it can't be found, and Hashem, who turns away from evil, is so upset about this. And indeed, Hashem saw and was upset, and there was no mishpat for Klal Yisrael. We learn in Maseches Shabbos, Daf 55, page 55, Chosamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. This action of dishonesty is against the very nature kaviyachol of Hashem, whose seal is honesty and truth. The Medrash there describes the circumstances of the creation of Adam HaRishon and the discussions that went on high. Amar Rab Simon, B'shah Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu levrosis Adam HaRishon na'asu malachei hasharis kitim kitim v'chaburos chaburos, mehem omrim al yivra umehem omrim yivra. On high, when Hashem was ready to create Adam HaRishon, the malachim gathered together in groups. Some sections said, create man, and others said, don't create. For example, chesed ve'emes nifkashu, as it says in Tehillim. Tzedek v'shalom nashaku. Chesed said, chesed ve'emes got together, and chesed said, create man, because he will be gomel chesed. Ve'emes omer al yivra shekulo shkarim. Emes said, don't create man, his nature is to lie. Tzedek omer yivra shehu oseh tzedakos. And on and on. What did Hashem do? Because Emes was so adamant, truth was so adamant, that there would not be truth in man. He took Emes, v'heshlichu la'aretz. He threw Emes to the ground. Amru malachi asharis lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribono lo memata mevaza tachzis al tichzei shalach. Why are you going to take your special symbol, your special seal, and throw it down in this way? Ta'ale Emes min ha'aretz. So eventually, Emes will rise up from earth. And that, in fact, was the plan. A person contains many different netios, many different tendencies, but people's minds are self-centered. It's natural for them to consider themselves first. And without altruistic virtues, that's what happens. There's no honesty. Vatehi ha'emes ne'ederes. It's going to disappear. So Hashem says, I know that a person is hard. It's difficult for them to be honest. So what did I do to truth? I planted it for it to grow. And if it is nurtured and if it is watered and carefully tended, truth can grow slowly and with much care. So Hashem created Adam and he said, Ki tov, it's good. And it can be good if a person works on it. But here the pasuk said, Vatehi ha'emes ne'ederes. People didn't work on it. And so honesty was scarce and almost gone. And therefore, the pasuk continues, Vayar Hashem vayera be'inav. The opposite of what happened in the Bria, when Hashem was full of hope, kitov, that we would succeed. Here Hashem sees that we didn't succeed, and therefore it is bad in his eyes. So how does Hashem deal with it? He punishes the evildoers. He takes vengeance on the enemies. Vayar ki ein ish, vayishtomim, ki ein mafgia, vatoshalo zero ovitzitkaso, hi semachasu. And Hashem sees that there is no man, no tzaddik, to intervene even in their badness. Vayishtomem, and he's astonished, ki ein mafgia, no one's stopping this evil. Vatosha lo zero'o v'tzidkaso, hi simachasu. Anyway, he wins and he triumphs, and he's going to be victorious and support Klal Yisrael to Geula, no matter what. Vayilbash tzedaka kashiryon, v'chova Yeshua b'rosho, vayilbash bigdei nakam til boshes, vayat kama'il kin'ah. But he puts on victory like a coat of arms with a helmet of triumph on his head, and Hashem clothes himself with garments of kinnah, of retribution, and he's going to take nekama on the evildoers. He wraps himself in this clothing of zeal. Ka'al gemulos, ka'al yishalem, chema latzarav gemulo eivav, la'iyim gemul yishalem. According to what they deserve, so shall Hashem repay his anger to his enemies, and even to the far, far lands, he will visit the just punishments. V'yiru'i ma'arav es shem Hashem, u'mimzrach shemesh es kevodo, ki yavoch ha'nahar tsar ruach Hashem nosisa vo. From the west, everybody will fear the name Hashem. From the east, everybody will know his presence, because he's going to come like a stream that the wind of Hashem is carried upon. The ge'ula is going to happen anyway, no matter what, no matter if Bnei Yisrael sins or doesn't sin, Hashem comes in and swoops up Klal Yisrael and takes them to Geula. Uva l'tzion goel, u'leshaveh pesha v'yakov ne'om Hashem. He's going to come as a redeemer to Tzion to those in Yaakov who are returners. Hashem will come to them. And we recognize, of course, this tefillah of Uva Letzion. Everybody ultimately will go back to the good way. They will do teshuvah. Hashem brings us back and the teshuvah comes, right? This is the question that we keep having reverberating throughout the psukim of which come first. Va'ani zos prisi osama mar Hashem, ruchi asher alecha, udvarai asher samti beficha, lo yamushu mipicha, umipizaracha, umipizera zaracha, amar Hashem me'ata viad olam. This is going to be my bris, my bond with you, said Hashem. My ruach, my spirit that is upon you, the words I have placed in your mouth, they will never be gone or absent from your mouth or from the mouth of your children or from the mouths of your children's children, Hashem said, from now and forever. Rashi asks, which bris, zos brisi, which bris, which bond are we talking about? This bris that we have, says Rashi, in the times of exile, besides the havtacha that Hashem is going to redeem us no matter what, we have this extra bond that even during the travails and the difficulties of Galus, of exile, the Jews will never forget the Torah. There is a very famous Gemara here in Bava Metzia 85 that talks about the guarantee that's built in when a father and his father and his father have studied Torah faithfully. Forever and ever, we learn, Torah machazeras al achsanya shalo. It comes back to the place where it visited. If there's three generations, it's a guarantee that Torah will never leave this line. But many ask, we see lineage like this, and it doesn't always help. We can see someone whose father, his grandfather, his great-grandfather, they all learned Torah faithfully, and the children, sadly, did not remain. Says Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid in Sefer Hasidim, that in every place where there was a family of Talmidei Chachamim, and ultimately the line did not continue, he says, it was because the wife didn't wholeheartedly support the husband's learning. If it doesn't happen, it's in the hands of a woman. So says Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. So the power of a woman to support Hashem's promise, to guarantee that it comes true, is unbelievably potent. And we say in Eish Yisrael, Torah's chesed al shona. The source of the Torah comes from her chesed, her support, her ability to ensure that Torah learning can continue throughout the generations to come. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilui Nishmas, Riva Schwab, Rivka Bat, Alexander Sender.